Good morning, this is Jeremy Dees of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 19th of January 2012. Last week was a very quiet week on the markets, albeit pretty positive, but it gives me the opportunity to turn once again to look at Navigator and our principles for life and financial planning, which I'll do in a minute. Very briefly though, for the first time in years really, no news from Europe, the debt deal was all done and dusted, money was transferred. And so the attention of investors really turned to corporate and economic news, mainly from the US, which is net positive, and China, where the news continues to be quite erratic. The markets last week, as I say, pretty positive. Japan was up 1.5%, Far East up about 1%, Europe up 2.5%, the UK up about 2%, the US up 2.5%, oil was pretty much unchanged really, gold dropped a bit, dropped about 3%, now stands at $1,660. Okay, let me turn now to Navigator and Principle 2, which is Discover Yourself. Last month, if you recall, I looked at Principle 1, which I called Letting Go, which was designed to clear space to think about life and financial plans. This month, I want to turn to Principle 2, which I've called Discover Yourself. And conventional financial planning turns here to goals, often financial goals. We've turned that much more to life goals. But it's more than just about life goals. It's really an opportunity to help you discover yourself and work out what it is that you really want to achieve in your life, what's really profound and important to you, what values you want to live by, and also an exploration of yourself as well. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And on a more sort of financial matter, where do you stand financially? What's your balance sheet look like? What's your profit and loss sheet look like? What are your assets and liabilities, your income and expenditure? And we certainly feel that the deeper you delve into these matters, the more authentic, if you like, will be the resulting financial and life plan that you can create for yourself. So we're looking, as I say, at your values, your attitudes to money, an assessment of your maturity towards money matters. What's your meaningful purpose in life? What's your vision for the future? We encourage clients to consider completing a personal mission statement with goals and financial objectives, and looking at the big questions in life and also what are the obstacles. And that's very important and needs some sort of assessment of your core strengths as well. We encourage clients to discuss these questions with others. We have a phrase here which is conversation changes lives. And I think that is so true. You can answer all the questionnaires in the world, but it's only when you start talking either to friends, family, or your financial planner that these matters really start to work themselves out in your mind. And also, it's just a way of helping to remember some of the things that we've forgotten about in the past, some of the things we've done, some of the things we've wanted to do. And often, we possibly unconsciously, quotes, forget, unquote, our secret sorrow, the thing that we've really always wanted to do, but being fearful of admitting to ourselves that you want to do it. And these things can come out in conversations. Conversations with others also help you to challenge your goals, reassess them, either because they're over-ambitious or possibly not ambitious enough and not reflective of your true potential for changing the world. We encourage our clients, once again, to drop these things down in a notebook. We encourage them to get a notebook and call it the book of your life. And it's where you can record your deepest and most profound thoughts. And I'd say at this point also, you should be discovering not so much about yourself, but also about your finances, setting out balance sheets, and profit and loss accounts. Spending a bit of time on working out your expenditure, which is actually so important, not just your expenditure now, but your expenditure in the future, and we'll come on to this in more detail later on. But it helps to start the process of developing that all-important cash flow. And this brings us on to the third principle, which we call plan first, product second, which we'll talk about next month. But this is where we start the process of actually planning your life and your money. So that's it for me this week. I'm away Wednesday and Thursday in London, but around next week before the holidays. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Have a good week and speak to you.